word will give you wisdom for tomorrow. Today, His word will give you hope so you can face another day. His word will give you strength to know He's sovereign in His ways. His word will give you joy. His word will grow your faith. Consider His word.
From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word.
Consider His Word.
Welcome to Consider His Word, where we're continuing our study in prayer. I don't know of a time better than now to begin learning to pray. How is your prayer life? Do you talk to the Lord every day? Are you able to get before Him and know that you're speaking to the Heavenly Father? In the book of Matthew, Jesus taught us how to pray in Matthew chapter 6. I wanted to ask you this. Have you got your little pocket prayer journal yet? We're offering these little prayer journals through our website at considerhisword.org. These are great little pocket prayer journals. You can slip in your pocket. You can slip one in your purse. On this little prayer journal, you can keep track of your prayer requests. That's what I'm doing is I take it with me to church when I have prayer meeting on Wednesday night. And there I write down the prayer requests as I hear them. And then I take it home and I can pull out that little prayer journal and pray for these prayer requests all week long. So go to the website and find your own little pocket prayer journal. Again, at considerhisword.org. By the way, while you're there, send us a note. Let us know where you're hearing this program today. We'd love to hear from you, and can you do that right from the website? We'd appreciate that so much. Matthew chapter 6 is part of the Sermon on the Mount. In chapters 5, 6, and 7, Jesus was teaching at a place we now call the Mount of Beatitudes. I've been there. It's a beautiful place. And Jesus was teaching. And He was teaching about many things, but He was talking about our giving. He was talking about how we can live for Him, how we can please the Lord, how we can serve the Lord. But here, specifically, He was talking about prayer. I want to begin reading in Matthew chapter 6, starting in verse 5. The Bible says, "So when thou prayest, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites are, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and in the corners of the streets, that they may be seen of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when thou hast shut thy door, pray to thy Father which is in secret. And that Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. But when you pray, use not vain repetitions as the heathen do, for they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking. Be not ye therefore like unto them, for your Father knoweth what things ye have need of before ye ask Him." Then Jesus went on and said, "After this manner therefore pray ye." And He gave us a model prayer to pray. But before He gave us the model prayer, and we'll be getting to that in a week or so, He gave us some very specific instructions about prayer. Now, people were familiar with prayer, and when He talked about these hypocrites, they would see these Pharisees praying on the street corner. Now, I want you to notice this, that Jesus said, "When thou prayest," not "if you pray," but "when you pray." In Luke 18:1, Jesus said that men ought always to pray and not to faint. And so He's assuming that you are praying and that you are talking to the Father. And I hope you are. And I hope when you pray that you'll pray for this ministry and pray for our ministry here on the Seminole Indian Reservation, that God would bless us and God would further this ministry and ask God to use us for His glory, and that the Word of God would have free course and that people would hear and understand the scripture. That's what this program is all about. Consider his word, that people would understand what God says in his word. And so Jesus says, when you pray, and he's assuming that you're praying. First of all, he tells us, don't be like the hypocrites, because they love to show off. He said they love to stand in the street corner, and they love to pray with flowery words and with loud noises and make a big show of prayer. You know, when I was young, when I was growing up, I thought that there were two requirements to prayer. First, I thought that you had to pray fast. So I would hear people do that. I mean, they would just pray as fast as they could go. Secondly, I thought that when you prayed, you had to pray in King James English, because that's how I often heard people pray. But you see, Jesus wants us just to talk to him, just to have these conversations with him. And he said, when you pray, you don't have to be showing off. Oh, we love to hear the flowering words for sure, but they're not necessary. And he said, don't be like the hypocrites. Don't stand out there praying in loud noises where people can see you and hear you. It's not a demonstration. It has to do with your relationship with God. These Pharisees, they loved to show how holy they were and how righteous they were. And you see, when they would pray on the street corners, it was a demonstration of their devotion to God. And while they could pray these glorious and flowery prayers, Jesus would say that their heart was so far away, their heart was like stone. And their fancy words, in their mind, was a declaration of their holiness. They would stand in the synagogues and stand on the street corners so that people could see them praying. But Jesus said, don't be like that. And he said, they have their reward. You know what their reward was simply the attention that they were getting, what little bit of fame that they might be getting in that few moments. So Jesus said, don't be like that. But he said, when you pray, now he picks up in verse 6, he says, but you, when you pray, enter into thy closet. Now, listen, this don't mean to go and clean out your coat closet and throw everything out in the living room floor, go and clean out that closet in the back bedroom. When Jesus talked about a closet, he's talking about an inner room, a secret chamber. Maybe you do have a little room, and that would be great if you have a little place where you can go to pray. But what Jesus was talking was to get in a place where you can be alone with God. I remember years ago hearing a radio program where the radio host would say, well, we're going to go into our prayer closet and pray. And you would hear a doorknob turn, and you would hear a door open, and then you would hear that door close, and then he would say, now that we're in our prayer closet, let's pray. And there he would pray for many people that had written into the program and had sent him their prayer requests. He's not talking about entering into a closet. He's talking about a secret place, an inner room, a place where you can be alone with God. And when he said you go in, he said, shut the door. Our prayer should be private and intimate, not on display. Now, you know, certainly there are public prayers when people join together, when people come together in a prayer meeting and they pray together. That's something different. Jesus here is talking about your prayers and your relationship with the Lord, that you get alone with God. I know sometimes out here in the Everglades, I'll walk out into the woods and find a secret place. And it's not a big show. I go just to get alone with God. And that's what he wants. So find you that secret place. When you shut the door, you shut out the world and you shut out the distractions and all of the noises. Come on, put your iPad down, put your iPhone down, turn the TV off, shut out the world for a few minutes so that it's just you and the Father being able to have this conversation in prayer. And then Jesus said in verse 7, he went on and say, when you pray, he said, pray to the Father. He said, for when thou prayest, enter thy closet, and when thou shut the door, pray to thy Father. Kind of an interesting thing I see recently in social media. somebody will say, pray for us or pray for me. And people will say, sending prayers your way. Now, maybe I understand what they mean, that they're praying for them, but you don't pray to them. Nor do we pray to statues or idols of any kind. We don't pray to angels. We don't pray to saints, not even to Mary, by the way. He said, pray to thy Father. That's when Jesus, in his model prayer, and just a few verses down, when he began to pray, said, Our Father, which art in heaven. Your conversation was with the Father. As you see, you can say anything to God. By the way, can you say that God is your Father? Only those that have trusted him can make such a claim. If you're a child of God, then certainly he's your Father. So we can pray. You can pray to Jesus. You can pray to the Holy Spirit. You see, in the context of the Trinity, certainly. But Jesus told us specifically to pray to the Father. And then he, again, gave us a do not. He said, when you pray, use not vain repetitions, as the heathen do. Now, notice here a slight change. We went from the hypocrites. He said, don't pray like the hypocrites. And now he's saying, don't pray like the heathen. These would be ungodly people. And he says, don't use vain repetition like they do, where they would say the same word over and over and over and over again. I think a good example of that was with Elijah. Remember when Elijah met with the prophets of Baal? And there were, the Bible calls them the prophets of the grove. They were prophets of the Ashtoreth. And they had challenged, Elijah had challenged them to pray. And the Bible says that they would had built an altar and they walked around it all day long saying, Oh, hear us, Baal. Oh, hear us, Baal. Oh, hear us, Baal. Over and over and over and over again. That's vain repetition. Jesus said, that's not how you pray. You see, when you pray, you just talk to the Lord. He said, don't use these empty words. Words that we just recite over and over to a point that they have no meaning. You realize that happens to the Lord's Prayer. Many quote the Lord's Prayer. And the Lord's Prayer is fine. It's great. But don't let it become empty repetition or vain repetition. Sometimes our prayers at mealtime, we get into such a habit of saying the same words over and over and over again that they become empty. I'd encourage you to do this, that when you sit down for a meal, thank God for something specifically for that day and pray for something about that day and whatever might be on the prayer list that's on your heart or maybe that your family is praying for. And even our own prayers can become vain repetition, just empty words, disingenuous, not really saying words and not really praying at all. Here Jesus said, don't do it. Our prayer should be from the heart, and our prayer should be genuine. Whether they're private prayers, don't make them empty words, empty repetition. He said, don't be like that. Don't be like them. They'll think they'll be heard for their much speaking. He says, don't do that. But he said, your Father knoweth what things you have need of before you ask him. God already knows your heart, and God knows what's in your heart. So don't let it come out as being something empty. Now, I want to encourage you to pray. Pray today. Our time is gone. God bless you.
Consider his word.